Who are you? Let's start with you first. And why do you have the Kool-Aid?
Oh, boy. My name is David
Look
Smith.
At me. Yeah.
My name is David Smith. I'm from Michigan State University.
Excellent.
Right there. I don't know. I brought the Kool-Aid because I know that's a Channel 9 back in the day move right there. So, yeah. I don't know. I thought we'd all enjoy some intern Kool-Aid and forget about our homes, right?
So you're an intern here? You're here for the summer?
Yeah, absolutely.
And what team are you working on?
On Indigo. I'm working on a PubSub sample, so basically implementing V2 framework, stuff like that. I'm also working on a Mompack spec for...
And there's a bunch of other interns.
Yeah, there are.
Come on over here. We'll get back to you. So here, turn around so I can get it in the sun. There we go.
Okay. Yeah, my name is Caleb Bell. I'm an intern in the Avalon Group. I'm from Texas A&M University.
All right.
And, yeah, sure.
Home of the Aggies. And, yeah, like I said, I'm working in Avalon. I'm an SDET, so I'm doing a high-level test scenario where I'm, like, copying a Flash interface into Avalon using all the new 3D effects and animation and stuff like that.
All right. Sorry if I get a little close because we're out here in the middle of campus. It's a little noisy.
No worries.
So who are you?
My name is Jackie Del Castillo.
Okay.
And I come from Michigan, and I'm from Stanford University. And I'm working on the Internet Explorer group.
What university?
Stanford University.
Oh, so, down in Cupertino or in?
In California.
Oh wow.
In Palo Alto. So
awesome. Yep, where's your red shirt?
I know I should have a red shirt. I'm not representing. But
I'm in a Cal family. We always said no red shirts in our family, but.
Yep.
All right, and
drink it.
Oh, hey.
And who are you?
I'm Kevin Grigorenko. I go to Rutgers University.
Oh, my dad went there. Awesome.
Oh, yeah? Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't really wear the shirt because I can't dress myself at 8 a.m., so you know, I tried my best, but...
Cool.
Harry, I'm from Maryland.
Excellent.
College Park.
And what team are you?
I'm in Windows Media Core Services. Basically, I'm working on some server stuff, moving our test from server to Longhorn, so
awesome.
We can test stuff in Longhorn.
Awesome. And
hi, my name is Eric Wu. I'm a senior at Brown University.
Wow.
And I'm working on the Internet Explorer team on tab browsing features.
Now, do they actually let you work on real features, or do they just make you get coffee for the team and stuff like that?
Yeah, definitely.
It's fabulous. It's really fabulous. They let us work on like really hardcore stuff and features that will ship. If we can fit it into the time span that we're here, then they'll let us go with it.
Yeah.
It's totally
what kind of features do you guys get to work on?
Oh, they're all secret.
I'll see.
Yeah, we can't. No, honestly. So we wish we could say, but
Are your stuff coming out at the PDC then?
What's the PDC?
The PDC is where we are announcing all the Windows Vista stuff.
Yeah, so. Yeah, that'll be edited.
So you're on Beta 2 stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you're on the IE team, I think.
Yep.
So, I know what you're working on.
All right.
But I can't tell you either. But tell me about working here for a summer. You know, what's that like?
Yeah. It's amazing how much freedom they actually give you. So when you come here, you realize, wow, like, I am a PM, I am a dev or a test, and I'm actually able to work on what they said I was going to work on. Like, I'm actually able to have a huge impact. And so, I mean, there's this, like, silent undercurrent that you have to work really hard, but you're able to make your own schedule and your own day, so.
Go ahead.
I interned here last summer also in the DirectX group, and when I went back to school, my friends who had worked at other places were like, so you actually get to like interact with full-time employees? I'm like, who else would I be interacting with? You know, like you're really there, you're in the team, and you know, they treat you like, you know, you're an employee. You know, granted, you got a short time span, but you know, they expect, you know, reasonable things from you. It's really great, like, great experience.
The little secret here, we only have you out here in the summer, so you can see the good weather.
We've got an armature, bad
weather. Then they'll offer you a job, and you go, oh, this place is great. And then you go, where's the sun?
The coolest part for me about working here has been just meeting all the people. Like, I've gotten to meet Don Box. I've gotten to shake hands with Steve Ballmer and Bill Gates and Brad Abrams and all these really public figures that you can kind of, like, you get to know on their blogs and stuff like that. And then you come here, and you really get to meet them. And
now, since you brought up Bill, tell me about the intern dinner.
Okay. So the barbecue at Bill G's house. You go there and you get to, you know, sit in his home, right? They kind of...
I haven't even been in my door.
Yeah,
house
yeah.
Yet.
All the full-timers are jealous, right? So you get to come.
Bill wonders
his house.
Why he's not on Channel 9 yet.
Yeah, that's the reason. That's the reason. We'll invite you over someday. But Steve Ballmer was on Channel 9, so I figured Bill G's got to be jealous. But the barbecue is great. You're sitting in a big yard with 20 other VPs, like the highest of the high. You can talk about them. you can talk about your ideas with them, you can bounce ideas off of them, just kind of get a feel for who they are. Yeah. And since they're the real leaders of this organization, it's kind of nice to be able just to mingle with them and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then Bill comes out and then everybody kind of swarms on him. Yeah. And it's just funny, you see like 300 interns just like staring at Bill and asking him random questions, so that was pretty
They don't bring their Google offer letters and say that.
The funny thing is, when all the interns are swarming around Bill G, you've got 20 other VPs sitting there just talking with each other because all the interns are so infatuated with Bill G, it's kind of funny.
Yeah.
So it's a good chance to get to know people.
So the hint there is forget about Bill.
Yeah, forget about Bill.
VP
just, yeah, just distinguished engineers, job. Just like people all over the board there. It's really great.
I don't know, I was expecting like a really cool bathroom, because I don't know if like some interview questions that's like, what would you do if you designed Bill G's bathroom? So I went in there, I thought it would be like, you know, lasers and stuff like that, and it was kind of boring. So,
but it had Wi-Fi, right?
Probably, yeah.
How did you guys become interns? What's the process to getting to be an intern at Microsoft?
So basically Microsoft was at my campus, so I went to the career fair and I said, you know, this is my hat, take my resume, and I applied to a lot of places. Microsoft was the only one who responded. This is like my third internship, so I've been here like, so, I mean, once you come back, it's like, at the end of the internship, they say whether you want you here or not.
Yeah.
Then if they want you, then you come back for an internship or full time. But the interviews are tough, but they're a lot of fun, and I enjoyed them.
Now, how long is the interview for an intern position?
I think it's like a full day.
Oh, it's a full day? Yeah. You guys had to go through the ringer?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, like 4 technical and 1 HR. So.
Wow. Good.
Yeah, absolutely.
What else do we need to know about?
What's been the best part of our internship? What's been the best part?
That would be
it's really been a learning experience. Like, coming here, I mean, if any college kids had a question like, should I go interview with Microsoft and intern with Microsoft, the answer is yes. Like, even if by the time you end here you know that you don't want to work for Microsoft, that's one thing that's valuable enough that it was worth coming out here and knowing what it's like in this sort of culture. This big, big software development is just priceless.
Yeah. Now, do you guys, are you going to switch to a smaller company and try that out too, or are you all big company kids?
This is big company kids,
It's a big company.
Yeah, it definitely is. That's the nice thing about Microsoft is there are so many people, you know, like 50,000 people or something, so many opportunities that you can, you know, almost any interest you have, you can find a team, get plugged in with it. This is my second summer here. I'm starting grad school, so it'll be a while before I'm back, you know, in a position to look about full times. But you know, these 2 summers have definitely been great, and I noticed, especially last year, like when I was interviewing at other places, they look at the resume and go, "Oh, Microsoft." Like, oh, you know, it's kind of like a litmus test, or not a litmus test, but it's, you know, any large tech company, it'll do you well to, you know, go and check it out at least and see if it's the thing for you. So. Yeah.
Now, for a Stanford grad, you probably have a lot of pressure on you, right? Because, Yahoo was started at Stanford, and Google was started at Stanford, and Hewlett-Packard was started at Stanford, right? So you probably have some higher expectations than these other schools,
right?
I mean, I'm trying to get you to talk smack about this.
We go through the same interview process, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's pretty draining, and I would say that, we have a lot more people recruiting, but Microsoft is still seen as the number one internship experience. So.
Yeah. So what kinds of things did you work on also?
So I'm working more in the user experience of Internet Explorer. And so I think we were, the 3 of us, especially Kevin and Eric and I, we were here during a really exciting time because they're just shipping Beta 1, and like we have all of these, you know, like celebrations that make us realize, wow, you're really working on something cool, and you're in the office for a month, but then they have these parties, and you're like, wow, you know, like this is amazing. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're pretty lucky to be here.
Drunk.
Hey, hey, hey!
Hey, I'm a nerd too.
What is in this Kool-Aid? That's how they get you to drink the Kool-Aid, right? They put a little punch in there.
Yeah, it's a little bit sour, actually. Yeah,
well, that's what it takes for you to forget about home.
Yeah.
That's
what
it goes.
What are the challenges for coming into the software development industry? I mean, you might take it. It's probably rough to get into the industry as a woman, right? Do you think so? Or?
I mean, I went through the same process as everyone else, so I'm assuming they pick I don't think they discriminate based on your gender here. I mean, okay. I'm treated the same way, I feel, as a woman. I have noticed that there aren't many women in management, which is sad, and I've talked to a few women about that, and they do feel like a lot more pressure is put on them because they feel like they have to keep up. But all in all, I mean, you're treated the same, which is great. I think we need to get more women involved at a younger age in the software industry, so...
I think the biggest challenge for me was definitely the winding up, like getting going and, you know, catching up to all these other full-timers that are going full pace, full speed ahead. You know, every day they're working, and just to get caught up to their level of expertise. For example, I'm working on MSMQ, right?
Yeah.
And, like, to be able to talk about MSMQ with these guys, you just have to be on top of your game and come in here and just be ready to work every day and work hard and learn every day. And it's just a new experience every day. So, that was the biggest challenge for me.
Now, did they put you up in special housing, or do they...
Let's get started on housing. I have some gripes with housing. Definitely, I would suggest anybody that comes here, move to Seattle. It's really fun. Like, you get a different... Because corporate housing is right across the street from Microsoft, and Microsoft's 15 minutes from downtown.
Yeah.
And it's just... It's a great experience.
On a good day.
Right.
Sometimes it's an hour away from.
Yeah, come with a motorcycle because you can use a carpool lane. But like, you know, just cooling down after like a week of 80 hours or something is downtown is great for that. So.
Yeah. Any other suggestions on housing?
I've opted for carpet housing all three times. I mean, the conveniences are good. Like, they do the house cleaning, and I don't have to worry about anything. So I opt for that. I like that.
Yes. What's the best part of being here at Microsoft? What surprised you, maybe?
Okay. The best part of being at Microsoft is the concentration of smart people with regards to computing.
It's the free Coca-Cola, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. Free drinks anytime you want. Like soda, juice, stay up all night, hyped on caffeine. That's a good life.
We have a funny intern video from last summer where people are bringing like duffel bags at night and like stuffing stuff into the duffel bag. So it's
like
it's
Mission
pretty
Impossible
funny. But, yeah, you get really good benefits. I mean, you get to go to the Pro Club, which is like an awesome gym. Yeah. And even though, I mean, there aren't many things around here as far as night to do, you can go to Seattle and...
Yeah.
Definitely, like, I think one of the nicer benefits that a lot of people don't realize is they give you a flex pass, which is like public transportation anywhere. So you can, you know, hop on a bus anywhere and, you know, get pretty much anywhere in the city. I'm from Texas and we have, you know, lousy public transportation.
It's lousy so, here, too.
For me, it's like, wow, I can go anywhere. And so,
although the web service that tells you where the bus is that's coming toward you is actually really cool.
You can see the traffic online.
That's better than Silicon Valley has for bus system. I'd always be sitting there, the bus is late, where is it?
For me, one of the best benefits is, like, I can stand outside on a day like today, and I'm from Dallas. It's like 104 degrees right now.
Yeah.
So definitely nice to get up to Seattle over the summer. Yeah.
Anything else we should know about the intern program? Or?
Oh, boy.
How about you? You guys have been...
I think one of the most valuable things that I've learned while I've been here is that, like, this corporate experience is very important to get, because developing here and working with people here is so different from working in school, where you just hack on your own projects and do what you do. Here, it's so important to work with people, engage with other people, exchange ideas, and be open to criticism and be open to communicating with other people. And that's something that is very difficult to learn in any other environment other than here, or an environment like this one. But really, I have doubts that any other place in the industry can provide the kind of learning experience of this nature that you get here, because this is it, right? Everything happens here. So I think that's like one really big thing. If you come here, you have the opportunity to really engage with these smart people who are doing important work and to learn how to navigate this environment and do important things.
And you learn how to really take the initiative, because you're expected to be a full-time employee, like David said, and everything, I mean, they treat you like a full-time employee, so you have to ask questions, you have to make sure that you understand everything and really be on the game. So that really teaches you in the real world, like...
Yeah. I see some sprinklers going on. They're kicking us off. How long is an internship here? How many weeks?
I think 12 weeks is pretty standard.
12 weeks?
Yeah. Yep.
And it's all at the same time, so you guys come here and...
No, actually, so it's staggered. So there will be a lot of interns coming in, and then, you know... 2 weeks later, there will be another group of interns coming in, and then 2 weeks later. And so I'll be leaving when somebody just got here maybe a month ago or so.
Okay.
So it's a real mix of different experienced interns.
Different very schools cool. starting and stopping at the same time. Yeah, like West School finishes at a different time than East Coast and stuff yeah. like that. So.
Did you guys learn anything about security while you were here? Because I keep hearing that.
So actually, on the way to the intern barbecue with Bill G, I talked with Dean H.
Dean Hakimovich.
Yes, yes. And one of his questions to me was, did you run a TMA, threat modeling assessment, something yeah. like that? And I said, what's that? You know, and then he went off on me. So the first thing I did was go home and I learned all about what that was, and then I applied it to the stuff that I'd been working on. Yeah. So yeah, I definitely got my taste of threat modeling and stuff like that.
Have any of you guys met Michael Howard yet?
No.
He wrote that big thick book and writing Secure Windows. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
What did they teach you in school about security?
They just offer a course which I did not take. So all of my security knowledge is what I gained here. We had the TWC forum, right? The Engineering Excellence Forum. There were like a lot of security talks in there, so I went and attended those.
Yeah.
Like, that's the good thing, right? We have like this huge testing, like education portal where you can take so many courses, learn your stuff, and the resources available here are just amazing.
Yeah.
That's one of the big things.
What kind of resources do you...
Like online courses or classroom yeah. courses. Otherwise, like just walk down the hall and like, for example, like, you know, Larry Osterman, right?
Yep.
He sits two floors above me and like I see walking all the time, like in my hallway. And one of these days, I'm just going to stop him and talk to him.
Yeah, say hi. Yeah. Have any of you gone to the talks that come here to campus or...
We have intern tech talks here where, you know, the general managers and big high-ups will come in and give talks on their specific, you know, excellence, whether it be search or SQL or CLR or, what, security.
We Xbox. Had
Xbox, perfect one, yeah.
Yeah.
So you guys got to see the new Xbox?
Yeah, and he showed us, like, a lot of cool stuff. I don't think everything is outside yet, but yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah. Cool. Anything else I should know about the intern program, or how hard is it to get into a program you know like this?
It's hard to say. Like yeah. judging by the quality of people that come in, just like how apt they are and how intelligent they are and how sharp they are, like it seems like we've got the best of the best here. Like yeah. it's just I rarely meet somebody that I just don't click with, you know.
Yeah.
So.
The like someone said, the interview process is like it's a full day. It's pretty long, grueling. But like at the end, like when I flew up for my interview, like went back to my hotel, I collapsed. I was like, man, I just like thought for like 8 hours solid, just like thinking, solving problems the whole time. But it was, I think back, it was like really fun. It was like, you know, training for a marathon or something like that, where like you're pushing yourself, and it's, you know, it's like, you know, see what you can do, see, you know, how much you can get in this short amount of time you're here. So.
Yeah.
I think it's like a totally different interview process than what most of us are used to, because, I mean, I remember I went in the interview process, they gave me a marker and they were like, design this. And I had to work with them and actually talk with them about how I would design something right on the board, and it's a lot of creative thinking, at least for the PM role.
Yeah. So. Very cool.
I think the key takeaway for me during this internship was that I want to change the world, right?
Yeah.
And you want to change the world, and Microsoft teaches you how.
Yeah.
It's just like you come here to learn how to do it, and it's just been absolutely great.
Well, and you're affecting so many people. It's like,
oh yeah,
that's why I joined the IE team. It's like your product will go out to, you know, 300 million people, and that's you can't find that in too many places.
Well,
and not only that, but you can also actually get to follow through on a feature. You know, do it. You know, make sure it's solid and then send it out. I mean, that's cool.
Yeah, that's one reason I brought you guys out to the flagpole, because in about a year there's going to be, you know, a lot of launch events here, you know, with the press, and you know, they do a lot of interviews right in front of the Microsoft sign here, and you know, it'll be fun for you guys to look back.
So, yeah,
you know,
that was on the
yeah, well, yeah, but you'll know that you shipped a product that, you know, went on to touch, you know, probably half a billion to a billion people, you know, and that's if it's a failure, right? But anyway, so thanks for spending a little bit of time with me.
My pleasure.
Great meeting you, and glad you guys had a good summer.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us come in.
Proud to be part of Channel M.
Thanks.